随着越来越多的俄罗斯军队在俄乌边界集结，美国国务卿布林肯前往基辅，展示他所说的美国的坚定支持。布林肯在基辅接受美国之音采访时谈到了这一时刻的重要性。
Well, first, we've offered Russia a clear choice, a choice between pursuing dialogue and diplomacy on the one hand, or confrontation and consequences on the other hand.
就在布林肯本周在该地区访问之际，俄罗斯与乌克兰的边境紧张局势持续加剧。
As we meet today, Russia has ratcheted up its threats and amassed nearly 100,000 forces on Ukraine's border, which it could double on relatively short order.
乌克兰外交部长德米特里·库列巴呼吁乌克兰人保持冷静和团结。
The biggest of Russia's achievements today would be to sow panic, distrust in Ukrainian society, and to destabilize us from within. First of all, by destabilizing our economy and our financial system.
Насамперед, на розхитування нашої економіки, нашої фінансової системи.
乌克兰总统弗拉基米尔·泽伦斯基感谢布林肯的到访。专家表示，在俄罗斯总统普京正在权衡是否入侵乌克兰之际，布林肯这次访问向他发出了非常强烈的信息。
But I'm sure he would like to have President Zelensky or President Biden be intimidated by this massive show of force and give up some things. So far.President Zelensky and President Biden and all of his representatives have been very clear that we're not caving to that kind of intimidation. President Biden and President Zelensky both have been very firm. They have stared down President Putin. They have not blinked.
在结束对基辅的访问之后，布林肯将前往柏林会见主要欧洲国家的外长，然后于星期五前往日内瓦会见俄罗斯外长拉夫罗夫。在接受美国之音采访时，布林肯谈到了他与拉夫罗夫的会面。
On the other hand, the fact that we are meeting in Geneva, the fact that we will be discussing the conversations and exchanges that we've had over the last 10 days.Also suggests to me that diplomacy remains an open possibility.
与此同时，英国军事援助星期二抵达基辅，其中包括帮助乌克兰抵御俄罗斯入侵的反坦克武器装备，这也展示了对乌克兰的支持。美国之音记者塞恩的报道。